So I'm going to tell you a story about Bob the Bird. Not Bob the Builder, but Bob the Bird. Can he flap it? Okay, so let me introduce this by asking, and this includes the big people as well and the elderly, what is it that you worry about? Some people worry about money. Some people worry about relationships. Some people worry about their children. Some people worry about the stock market. Some people worry about all kinds of things. But anxiety. Good news, kids. As you get older, you can find more things to worry about. Which, putting around positively, means there's more things you can trust God for. But often we just wrap ourselves in knots, and, you know, I've experienced knots in my tummy because I've been worried about stuff. I used to be a terrible worrier. When I was at school, like first few days at high school, I was really scared, stressed out. Wouldn't be able to eat anything because I was just so worried and upset that we got a new Jesus. And it was like that with university. Actually, it was first few days of every year. Great weight control program. Just panic like crazy. Then, so Jesus wants us to trust him. You know, when you're a teenager, you can worry about, are you handsome enough, pretty enough, do you score enough marks in the HSC to get into the course you don't want to do, or you do want to do, maybe the one you don't want to do, but your parents want you to do it, or whatever. And there's just an endless list of things that you can worry about. But Jesus says, don't worry. Okay, here's the story. One day, Bob the Bird went to visit his friends. First, he flew to the farm to see Kelvin the Quail. Yahoo! Bet you didn't know you were a quail, Kelvin. There he is. Come and see the farmer, said. Actually, it's Kevin, not Kelvin. I inserted an L into the script there. You're off the hook, Kelvin. Come see the farmer, said Kevin. You won't believe it. He'd sown his crop, but every day he worries. What if it doesn't rain? What if the plants don't grow? What if I don't have enough food for my family? Poor fellow, doesn't he have a father in heaven, just like the one who cares for the bird? Harry Westcott used to say, farmers are always looking up to see what's coming down and looking down to see what's coming up. Not much trust in that. Oops. So Bob said goodbye to Kevin and flew to town to see Penelope the Pigeon. Well, look at Penelope the Pigeon. What she's a... Come and see the butcher, said Penelope. You won't believe it. I wonder what the butcher's up to. Pigeons might need to be careful hanging around the butcher shop. He says his sausages are all beef, but I've seen him fill them. They're half sawdust. Ugh. Yuck! Would you eat a sausage that's half sawdust? I don't think I would. Every day he worries, if I don't cut corners, I'll go broke. If I go broke, I'll lose my shop. If I lose my shop, I'll lose my reputation as a respectable businessman. That's like that video we saw at the beginning, isn't it? Everybody was sort of making everything worse than it was. Poor fellow, doesn't he have a father in heaven, like the one who cares for the birds? And now it was getting late. So Bob said goodbye to Penelope and flew off to visit his old friend, Ozzy the Owl. Why did he leave it? Not time to visit Ozzy the Owl? Please? That's right, owls are awake at night, asleep in the day. That's the theory. Come and look at this, said Ozzy. You won't believe it. She does an honest day's work and then stays up every night worrying, what if prices go up? What if my wages go down? What if I fall asleep and someone steals my money? Doesn't she have a father in heaven, like the one who cares for the birds? Well, then it'd be the bank might go broke. She can't get the money out. What if she needs the money on the weekends and she hasn't heard of ATMs? The next day, Bob saw a crowd of worried people. Look at them all. They all look very dead, don't they? Of all ages. Look at that. Little kids, and wrinkly old lady, baby, dog, some sheep, some shepherds. They all look worried. Gosh. But in the middle of the crowd, oh, hold on. Read the whole thing. Next day, Bob saw a crowd of worried people. He felt sad because they didn't seem to have a father in heaven who cared for them. But in the middle of the crowd was one man who looked happy. Look at that. Big smiley teeth. Do you look happy, Hugh? Do you look happy, Hugh? Yes, that's cool. Don't worry about your life, he said. Don't worry about having something to eat or wear. Life is more than food and clothes. Look at the birds in the sky. Oh, hold on. He looks worried, the bird, doesn't he? Somebody's pointing at him. Look at the birds in the sky. They don't plant or harvest. They don't store grain in barns, yet your Father in heaven feeds them. Hooray! The people do have a Father in heaven who cares for them. Only they would believe it. And that's the thing, isn't it? We have a Father in heaven who cares for us, who's promised to look after us. And the thing is, we need to remember that God loves us. For Dad is almost asleep already. Look at him all stretched out there. We just need to remember that our Heavenly Father has promised that He will supply everything. But the trouble is, we just get lost in the world of the things that we're worrying about. We need a reminder that God says He will provide what we promised. And maybe one thing you can do to help you remember that, maybe learn some of the verses in the Bible that talk about how God will supply what we need. So, you know that one from Philippians that I read at the beginning of the service, Philippians 4, that talks about, and I can't remember how it starts. Don't worry about anything, but in everything, with prayer and supplication, bring your concerns, requests to God, and the peace that passes all understanding will remain on you. Or the verses from that we talked about during the course of the service from Luke about, don't worry, your Father sees what you need and He'll supply. You are more important than the flowers of the field. And if God clothes them, He'll clothe you. More important than the birds of the air. So if God feeds them, He will feed you too. So we need to get our thoughts in God's word and in who God is and not worry about the things that we worry about. Luke, were you waving your hand to say something? Hello.